1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Attorney General Merrick Garland says agents have arrested Jack Teixeira, who's accused of leaking classified military documents.
FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident.
CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The FBI wants to question a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard in connection with the disclosure of the classified military documents. These documents were posted in a chat group. The Associated Press says they were put there by this suspect who specializes in intelligence.
Again, the FBI has arrested Jack Teixeira, who is this suspect in question. President Biden's wrapping up his trip to Ireland.
The president told Irish lawmakers he wishes he could stay here longer.
If you forgive the poor tempted Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home.
Mr. Biden's speech to Parliament had him thanking the Irish for their support in the Allied effort to back Ukraine. As he addressed the situation in Northern Ireland, where political paralysis strains the peace between Unionists and Nationalists, the president said the British should lean in.
I think that the United Kingdom should be working closer with Ireland in this.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Dublin.
Protesters were out in New York today as former President Trump arrived for a deposition in a civil case against his business. CBS's Graham Cates.
They're in the discovery process before it expected a civil trial in October. And the thing about invoking the Fifth at this point is that the jury could actually use that against you. They could interpret that as being evidence of some sort of wrongdoing. And they don't have to interpret it that way, but you risk that if you invoke the Fifth. So a source has told me that he's expecting to answer the questions today.
Trump's three oldest children have already been deposed. A court has put a Texas ruling that would have stopped sales of the abortion pill on pause. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is kind of a half yes, half no decision. The Department of Justice decides to appeal this up to the Supreme Court in order to get a full pause on that trial court decision. Mm-hmm.
An arrest has been made in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. KPIX reporter Jocelyn Moran.
The suspect's name is Momeni Nima. A source close to the investigation tells us that Momeni and Lee had been recorded leaving the Millennium Tower together prior to the attack.
Lee was later found by police and died at a hospital. A group led by Josh Harris and Mitchell Rails has agreed in principle to buy the Washington Commanders from longtime owner Dan Snyder. They're set to pay $6 billion, the most money ever paid for a pro sports team. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe, done.
During Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, five bags of Scott's Earth Grow mulch are on special buy for just $10. Planting a garden? Mulch helps soil retain moisture. Sprucing up your walkway? Mulch can help prevent weeds from creeping in. Potting some flowers for your porch? Liven up your planters with an accent of year-long color with red, brown, or black mulch. Hurry into the Home Depot to get Scott's Earth Grow mulch. Now five bags for just $10. Offer valid in store only, April 13th through 23rd. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are meetings in Adams County that are happening today, Thursday, April 13th. The Adams County Highway Department will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight for their Highway Committee meeting at the Highway Department, 1342 County Road F in Adams. The City of Adams will hold their Fire District meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. On Friday, April 14th, in Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss the 2022-24 Land Information Plan update, including the committee reorganization, parcel editing method update, and Next Generation 911 implementation. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 54. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's some breaking news. It's a hackneyed phrase. I hardly ever use it. It's a hackneyed phrase, but this is breaking news. An arrest was just made as we went on the air in the document leak case that has embroiled us, our foreign policy, with a lot of other countries. And here is the deal. Here's what we know. A fellow named Jack Teixeira, T-E-X-E-I-R-A, from Massachusetts. I think he's from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. He's an enlisted Air National Guardsman in intelligence. And in his spare time, apparently, he likes to hang around a private Discord channel called Thug Shaker Central. Now, first of all, if I'm the CO of that Air National Guard unit, I want to know all the extracurricular activities of anyone who's involved in intelligence. And I want that directive to come down from the Air Force General Chief of Staff. And you see a guy who hangs around Thug Shaker Central, he shouldn't be staying in intelligence. This is a very right-wing group, a strange group. It's really into guns and race and that kind of thing. It has 20 to 30 members, invitation only, all young men and teenagers in some cases. The word that's leaked out is that Jack Teixeira wanted to impress these people. Apparently, he was the leader of this group on this private Discord channel. So what he would do initially, and apparently this goes back several years, I cannot believe that this was not picked up, either in the Trump or Biden administrations. It goes back several years. He would post on this private invitation-only channel to show off excerpts of classified documents that he had access to, but he'd retype them. He might abbreviate them, so it wasn't clear if they were entirely the original document. But then people started to give him a hard time. Apparently in the group, they thought that wasn't good enough. So then he started to post photographs of these documents. And it'll show glue and tape on the sides showing how he stole them and brought them out and so forth. He's under arrest. Apparently, they've recovered over 100 documents. But there are several others, and perhaps many others, who had not yet been posted or somehow hadn't gotten general currency in circulation. These were embarrassing documents. There's one, for instance, that showed that Egypt had been planning on the sly to sell 40,000 pieces of armament to Russia, trying to conceal it from the United States. There are documents about troop positions in Ukraine, some of our troop positions supporting Ukraine just outside of Ukraine, ammunition being used by Ukraine. There were others, and if these were not somehow disinformation plant, and they may not have been, that some of the senior Russian generals are essentially sort of mailing it in and semi-sabotaging their war effort on the Russian side to get at Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner group, whom they hate. The problem with all of this is it's implicated intelligence we have with the United Arab Emirates, with Egypt, with Ukraine, with Europe, with Asia, South Korea in particular, and Japan. And if the truth be known, if this is an accurate report, this clown Jack Teixeira did this, injured our country deliberately, simply to show off to about 20 to 30 gamer geeks, punks. And apparently he's been doing it for a while. This is the most serious disclosure since Chelsea Manning. Remember Chelsea Manning 10 years ago? Chelsea Manning leaked 700,000 classified documents, 700,000 of them. And they showed, for instance, surveillance that we engage in, even with allies, with friendly allies, even with Angela Merkel of Germany. Very embarrassing. And Chelsea Manning was a disturbed individual. Chelsea Manning said that, well, he became transgender. He had a different name back before he was Chelsea Manning, but said that he'd done it to what? Get what out? Get the truth out. He was given 35 years in prison. 35 years in prison. Obama pardoned him. That was wrong of Obama to pardon him. Chelsea Manning should still be in prison for 35 years. This Jack Teixeira, Thug Shaker Central, assuming all of this is proven at trial, and it will, he should go to prison for life. And frankly, Chelsea Manning should have gone to prison for life. The final thing I'm going to say before we go to the lines, I see the lines are alive. I got to say this. What's going on here? This is over this is over a number of administrations. Who are these guys? Why should a guy, this junior enlisted guy in the Massachusetts Air National Guard, have access to these kind of documents? What? When on my ship in the Navy, I was designated the RPS custodian officer. In those days, we use rotors for encryption, if you can believe this. This is the early 70s. I had access to very little, and I didn't want access to very much. I didn't need access to very much. What is going on that these people at that level are able to access these documents and then copy them and publish them? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And, why should they have access to our Ukraine secrets, to Egypt, to the Russian general staff? By disclosing this, you can reverse engineer how we got that information. Isn't anybody monitoring extracurricular activities? Listen, when I was practicing law, guy applies for a position and he says, in my spare time, I like to go on Thug Shaker General. I said, I got news for you. He ain't getting the job. I don't want somebody on Thug Shaker Central. Go to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Cassandra?
Matt, I had to pull over in my car and just sit because I am just absolutely furious with our government. I am a military veteran.
I know you are, yep.
I do not understand why someone who is on reserve duty, non-active military service, should have access confidential files. It does not make any sense for someone in the active reserves to have access to that kind of security information. Right. Now, President Biden, he needs to call, I don't know who it is, the Defense Secretary, whoever it is, and they need to clean up this policy ASAP. And also, they also need to review who they allow into, you know, into these programs, into military intelligence, because, Matt, I hate to say this, some of these people are just not qualified. They are not suited to perform in those positions. And I'll listen off the air.
That is terrific. Yeah, Cassandra is a fellow veteran. Cassandra, good to hear from you again. You're absolutely right. I think Lloyd Austin has to replace the Air Force Chief of Staff. You got to get their attention. You put a new general in there, and you say, from now on, I don't want guys on Thug Shake or Central being near air intelligence, any intelligence. And what is this? You cannot. Why does a guy in Cape Cod have access to Egypt info, Russia info, Ukraine info? That was wrong, very wrong. Tom and McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
You know, I think that not only do we need to investigate this guy, and I'm sure everything's going to come out, but I hope they go after this group. Because it seems to me that if you are intentionally and knowingly setting up the stage so that you are going to be able to receive top secret classified information that you should not have, that in and of itself sounds an awful lot like espionage or conspiracy. And I don't care if these kids were part of, you know, just their own group and not part of any kind of a foreign government or anything like that. You need to send a message that if you're going to be a party to this, you can expect to do some time with this as well. I am just blown away as far as how this was able to happen. And hopefully our government's able to kind of, you know, tighten things down more than obviously what they did. But I also note that the FBI did warn that extremist groups do pose a danger to the United States, and we always took it to mean violence within those that danger. I don't think we considered how this type of extremist can pose another type of danger to the United States. And I hope that we, you know, if I was a foreign intelligence service, guess where I'm going to be going to try and find some assets that I can use for human intelligence. I just found a nice, awesome open doorway that obviously I can get some pretty cool classified information without even leaving my house. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. And you made an...
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go to the lines in a second. I want to raise this other issue. Said many times that fascism creeps in on little cats' feet. It creeps in on little cats' feet, sometimes under the appearance of legality. Let me give you three examples that really tick me off. Number one, Louisiana just announced that it has decided to make public the names and records of juvenile offenders in three parishes. A parish down there is a county. It's the same thing as a county, but not the rest of the parishes or counties in the state. And those three counties are the ones with the largest black population, African-American population. So they are going to publicly announce and disclose the records and names of juvenile offenders in only black areas of Louisiana. Number two. Mississippi has announced that they will, for Jackson, the capital of Jackson, Mississippi, which is a heavily African-American city, that the judges in that city will be selected by the Chief Justice of the Mississippi Supreme Court, and the prosecutors in that city will be selected by the Attorney General of Mississippi, both of whom are conservative Republicans. It will be the only city, the only municipality in the state that doesn't get to elect its own prosecutors and judges. And third, there's a senator from Mississippi named Cindy Hyde-Smith who's really bad news. And she, so far apparently, will not return a blue slip if Joe Biden nominates an African-American man or woman to be a federal judge. What's a blue slip? You know, the senators have a pretty high opinion of themselves. They all think they're Roman senators from 2,000 years ago in a toga or something, lying on a velvet pillow with grapes being dangled in their mouth. And if you want to appoint a judge from somebody's state, the senators have to return their blue slip saying they'd have no objection. If either one of them objects, that person doesn't get nominated, doesn't even get voted on. Well, in Mississippi, there ain't going to be any black judges as long as Cindy Hyde-Smith is in the Senate, unless they're conservatives like Clarence Thomas, whom we'll talk about later. Fascism is creeping in on little cats' feet. I've just given three examples, and there are many more. This, normally, if this had happened 40 years ago, there would have been a lawsuit under the Equal Protection, the Voting Rights Act, and a lot of other things would have been set aside. But the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court have set aside virtually all of the Voting Rights Act, and they've shown that anything that seeks to take into account the redress of prior discrimination or anything, and here, it's not redress of prior discrimination. why should Louisiana only publicize the names and the records of the three predominantly black parishes and none of the others? Why should Mississippi have the Attorney General and the Chief Justice appoint the judges and prosecutors in the most African-American city in the state and no others? And why should a senator who sits there, actually sits there like a cobra, ready to strike, Cindy Hyde Smith, she's the one, by the way, when she was elected to the Senate, she was trying to suck up to some powerful guy who'd helped her. She said, I just love him. And you could say, I could kiss him. Let's say she said that. Okay. No, no, that's not what she said. She said, I could go to a hang-in with him. Hang-in is vernacular in the South for a lynching. Okay. This is illegal. It's murder. It's sadistic. And it went on for almost 100 years. Who in God's name said, I could love him so much, I could go to a hang-in with him? That's Cindy Hyde Smith. These are very, very bad people. Fascism is creeping down little cat's feet. Going to the lines. The lines are alive. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
You know, and everything you talked about today, from the leak to what's going on in the South with the parishes, and I believe there's Louisiana, there's one reason it happens. And I, and a lot of other people, many of us, are at fault. We don't push back hard enough. Finally, somebody showed some spine with those two young men that were told to resign from politics in Tennessee. Kamala Harris went down there, and now the two are back in the position. We have to have somebody with spine. In our own state, we got Ron Johnson running around with legal electoral votes. Nothing's done about it. We've got this case with the Air Force. We allow this to happen. Heck, we got a president that in his resort passes out documents. No wonder this garbage goes on. I cannot believe, I mean, how many times do we have to be punched into a corner till all of a sudden we say enough, enough, this is it, this is, you're going down, this, it's over. And that, it'll keep happening. Trust me, it will keep happening unless one by one we always stand up. Every once in a while I see a pushback. I think one thing that is a lot of hope, a friend of mine said this, I've repeated it on the air a number of times, when the young generation comprehends everything that's going on, they're going to take a chainsaw to our political situation. That's what it's going to take right now with these clowns in the South, with all this other stuff that goes on. I mean, Orange Julius is still walking around. He should be behind bars. Oh, we can't handcuff him. Why not? He's got two hands. Handcuff him. There's no, I just can't believe how laid back we are as Americans, yet when these clowns find something on the other side, they react like a cobra. They strike in a millisecond. We think about it for a year, then we might do something about it. It's sad. But thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention. Matt, I'll hang up and hear your thoughts.
Yeah, excellent comments. Excellent comment. Remember something, not a single fake elector has been prosecuted anywhere in the country. Not even just by Merrick Garland, by no state, nobody. You're right. Ron Johnson walked around with a fistful of fake electors from Michigan and lied about it. Why isn't something being done? Why is something not being done? That was one of the missions of this network, is to get this out. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I see the rest of you on there. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I'm all shook up.
The Shaw 101F. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Spring turkey season opens on April 19th. The 2023 season will run from April 19th through May 30th. All seven turkey management zones will be open for hunting. The youth turkey hunt takes place this weekend, April 15th and 16th. Hunters under the age of 12 and kids without a hunter education safety certificate can participate under the mentored hunting program. A qualified adult must accompany them, and they must have a valid spring turkey license, stamp, and harvest authorization. Governor Evers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
People need help, and if it doesn't come from the state government, I'm not sure where it's going to come from.
That's Evers speaking with Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers show. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of 2 kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the 5 things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 54. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows of aloft around 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Mississippi, I guess. It just right. Enough of that. Enough of that nonsense. That and it is just it's time for the, and like you said, it's time for the Democrats to start playing hardball in the whole fake electors thing, and all the insurrectionist, you know, members of Congress that were in on that as well. I mean, that it's time for them to start, you know, paying the consequences for the crimes that they have committed. They have confessed, in some cases, they've confessed to these crimes, and it's time, you know, for the hammer to come down on them. It is just ridiculous that it hasn't come down already. That, you know, that you can't play nice with these people anymore. They're not, there's no communal feeling in the Senate anymore. Those days have long gone. You know, if the Republicans are in power right now, they'd be running this state like a dictatorship. and that and the only way we can fight back on the dictatorship is to make democracy work now and show that democracy does work, and that we're not going to put up with the creeping fascism or the fascism that they, you know, they want to let loose. I mean, it is just enough.
Right. Well, you know, Mark, you're making a good point. There isn't a single fake elector in the country. It wasn't prosecuted, not a single one. Ron Johnson's roaming around and gives to his chief of staff, get it to Pence, the fake electors from Michigan. He was trying to be sly and say, oh, well, I'm not messing with the Wisconsin vote. I'll mess with the Michigan vote. And the guy from Michigan will mess with the Wisconsin vote. What's going on here? They met in secret. The Wisconsin, the Republicans, Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, and Voss were in on it, reserving the conference room. They snuck into the Capitol. And then they sent a false certification to the Senate, and to the archives, saying, we're the electors. We are the electors. And this happened in Arizona, and it happened in a lot of places. What happened? One of the fake electors in this state was a former chairman of the Republican Party. Another one, Spindell, was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. He was on the Wisconsin. Another was an elected official up in Brown County. I mean, these are not people who stumbled in and were set up. These were politicos who knew exactly what they were doing, and nothing has happened to them. And what I'm really blown away at with this disclosure of confidential information, Bill Economwalk made a good point. Trump done it, so maybe everybody's following his footsteps. But here's the deal. How, for the love of Pete, did an Air National Guard guy, which is part-time in Massachusetts on Cape Cod, get access to some eyes-only documents that the flag officer should be looking at, or the CIA? What's happening in our Defense Department, and in this case, our Air Force? But listen, I'm a Navy veteran, but I want the Navy investigated. I want the top admiral of the Navy looking at this. I've had plenty of relatives in the Army. I want the top Army guy and the Marines and everything else, as well as the Air Force. Who has access to this stuff? Can it be tricked? A lot of it's electronic. Are there ways of breaking the password? Very, very serious and very important. I want to get back to another state, Tennessee. We had, I think it was Bill as well, said that two of them had been reinstated. That's true. Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were reinstated. But they're reinstated by the municipal councils on a temporary basis till there's another election. They got to go through another election. Yeah, they'll win again. They'll win again. Are these clowns going to throw them out? Republicans in Tennessee? Let me tell you, there was a very interesting story in the New York Times over the last couple of days that put the data together. And I want to give you the data and then tell you my take on it. There are 99 assembly seats in Tennessee. The last election, 60 of them were unopposed. 60% of the legislative seats and the assembly legislative seats in Tennessee were unopposed in the last election. Of the other 39, not a single one was lost by the incumbent party, not a single one. And most of them were token challenges. This is very reminiscent of what happens in Russia, frankly, in the Middle East, but frankly, also in North Korea. You might think North Korea is a dictatorship. Yeah, it is. They have an election, though. Everybody gets mailed a ballot, and it says one name on it, Kim Jong-un. And then they see if you returned it. If you don't return it, you're in bad trouble. And if you do return it and deface it or, you know, write somebody else in, you're in very bad trouble. You are obligated to send it back. And he says he got 98% of the vote. And that's how it works down there. That's how it works in North Korea. Well, gerrymandering is doing the same thing here. Gerrymandering is setting up a circumstance where the ball game is the primary. The absolute ball game is the primary. And you have to go so far to the extreme of your party to make sure that some nut doesn't get you a little farther to the extreme. And it happens in both parties, by the way. What was happening in this state and in Tennessee, it's worse in the Republican Party. What's happening is that you have people who are absolutely incompetent and impotent. They can't do anything. They have nobody to answer to. They're not in a 50-50 district where they have to use some discretion or judgment or some ability. So you end up with a party where many of them are supporting Trump. They're supporting a candidate who, first of all, has suggested that the U.S., we, the United States, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline in the Baltic, lying about it, exonerating Russia. Number two, saying that Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Xi are among the smartest people he's ever met. Kim Jong-un, who kidnapped Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year and killed him. And then Trump sucked up to him, went over to Hanoi and went over to the DMZ to meet with him, says in love with him. Didn't even object to his kidnapping and torturing one of our university students. Didn't object. Didn't try to get him back. Putin, genocidal sadist, goes into Ukraine, is raping people, torturing them in front of their families, destroying a European country. He says he's very smart. He says Xi is brilliant. Xi is a guy who is trying to shut down anybody else's rights in the South China Sea, trying to retake Taiwan, threatened Australia, threatening all of the maritime activity of Vietnam and the Philippines. And Trump just says he's brilliant. What party would praise somebody who said his own country blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, falsely saying that, and praise three of our worst enemies? Who would do that? Who would do that? Well, somebody who's supported by people who are so gerrymandered that they're afraid if they don't support him and inferentially, by extension, what he says, they'll get beaten in the primary and it's the only prestige in their life. That's what's happening. 99 assembly members in Tennessee, 60 of them unopposed, the other 39 token only. Going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, I tell you, Matt, for some people, it would have been better. It should be April the 13th, Friday, because there's even more stuff coming out where Justice Thomas has made real estate transactions without disclosing it with this guy from Texas. It doesn't mean you're our age or younger or whatever, but there seems to be a climate of do whatever you want, you know, whether it has to do with espionage or making illegal deals and so forth. It just seems to cascade here lately. And I also feel that Trump, the doors are closing in on him too, because his cases are all coming to fruition here over the next few months, and this is going to make a big dent in his ability to run for president, in my opinion. So I guess we'll wait the verdict out, but there's just a lot of loose ends out there with these guys.
Right. Yeah, Andy, thanks for calling in. I want to pick up on something you just said about Clarence Thomas, and I want to fill in what Andy said and give you some of the historical facts, and here's what happened. It has just been disclosed, just as I found out about it earlier today, that in 2014, Harlan Crow, this billionaire, this right-wing nut, is all the Nazi memorabilia. He has an autographed copy by Hitler of Mein Kampf. He has two of Hitler's paintings signed. He has a garden in which he has statues of the worst genocidal dictators in the 20th century. Stalin, Pol Pot, Hitler, people like that. Now, look, I'm not big on the statues in gardens. I like flowers and plants is what I like. However, if I want to walk around with a bunch of statues, am I going to have a statue of Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin? What kind of sickie does that? Well, Harlan Crow does it. Of course, he lied and he said, well, I just do it to remind myself every day how much I didn't like them. This guy isn't even plausible. What Andy of Beaver Dam is referring to in 2014, Harlan Crow, out of the goodness of his heart. Remember, Harlan Crow, for how many years? 20, at least 20 years, has been paying for expensive vacations for Clarence Thomas and his wife every summer, very expensive, won 500 grand around Indonesia. And he invites to all these vacations the most right-wing donors in the country. This guy, Leo, out of the, who just got the $1.5 billion inheritance for the Federalist Society and others. And they work on Thomas, and Thomas in 30 years has never ruled against, never ruled against anything they wanted. Turns out in 2014, Harlan Crow bought the house in Savannah, Georgia that Clarence Thomas's mother lives in. Clarence Thomas's mother lives in a house that's one third owned by Clarence Thomas, one third owned by her, and one third owned by the family of Clarence Thomas's brother who passed away. Paid $133,000 for it, which is far more than similar houses in the area are worth. But then he spends a lot of money to improve it. And the mother still lives there. Clarence Thomas's mother lives there as I'm speaking right now. Put in a carport, repaired the roof. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I mean, it is nice. Clarence Thomas could do that. This isn't the end of the world money. Put in a carport, repaired the roof. He put in a new fence and gate, and she continues simply to live there. There is a law that says that you are required, if you are a federal official, including a Supreme Court justice, to report any to disclose and report any real estate transaction over $1,000 other than the sale or the purchase of your private residence that you and your spouse live in. He doesn't live in this. It's not his. So for 19 years, he is beholden to Harlan Crow. He is beholden to Harlan Crow. This is not reported. And what's sad about this for our perspective is that he says he didn't know, again, about the grand limit. Give me a break. Because there is a form that he does sign and he leaves it blank on the real estate. But the thing that really frosts me is he is going to be about to vote in the Moore v. Harper case in North Carolina, either now or after the deferral comes back, to remove your right to vote directly for president. In other words, to interpret the Constitution that the gerrymandered state legislatures, Tennessee, Wisconsin's, which is even more gerrymandered than Tennessee, will pick the electors. There'll be no more fake electors. There'll be real crooked electors. And this is the clown that's doing it for money. Coming to a break, I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I will get back to you immediately after the break. Short break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I'd lift that lonesome whistle, blow my blues away.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for listening to my day, John.
Hi, Matt. I am the second son of a sailor. From World War II, my father survived the worst typhoon in Navy history in the South Pacific. But I'm a German Jew, second son of a sailor. I have three things to tell you for your program, because I'm a scholar. One is Russia is acting like Stalin. That makes them a first-tier enemy, according to the books I'm reading from John Bolton, his national security advisor. Number two, Trump has been corresponding with the evil Putin from Russia. He has been corresponding. Three, high treason is according to the UK, so we can't use that. But the dictionary, Black's Dictionary, and I'm reading right now, the offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Trump. Donald John Trump. He shot himself in the foot, Matt.
Right. Yeah, John, you're right. John, you're making some good points, and I want to pick up on one in particular. I think that Trump is subservient to Putin. He really is subservient to Putin, and he is in such a servile position with him, saying that he's brilliant, even as he genocides Ukraine. Enough's enough. And I want to say one thing. I have a lot of respect for what your dad went through. Thank God I was never in a typhoon, because most people don't know. Typhoon is essentially a hurricane in Asia. But we have radar now. They didn't have it early on in the Second World War. We can see storms coming. We avoid it. On my ship, even if you see a gale coming, you avoid it. I once had the misfortune to be in heavy weather on the outskirts of a gale. And I'll tell you something, John. Your father was a patriot, because if he went through a typhoon, there were some destroyers who sank in typhoons. The aircraft carriers are too big to sink, but the destroyers just got flipped and sent to the bottom. So the sailors in the Second World War have my complete respect for what they went through. John, thank you for calling. Greg of Wanakee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Greg?
Oh, yes, as a liberal, yes. That's the way to go.
Right. Thank you.
Fucking way to vote John Bolton. I just kind of realized how completely fucked the left has become. And, you know, that's the way to go.
Right. Thank you. Using obscenities on the air. We accept and encourage all calls. Any point of view is welcome, but obscenities are not welcome. Racial slurs are not welcome. And that sort of thing is not welcome. Okay, we're going to get back. And another development occurred. The judge in the Dominion versus Fox News case just sanctioned Fox News. They're picking the jury now. You're going to be hearing a lot about the trial in these upcoming days. The Dominion lawsuit, $1.6 billion. $1 billion. And the judge made a finding. He said that Fox News has made misrepresentations to the court and withheld evidence. That's a very serious thing. In my entire career in the law, trying cases, and I tried a lot of them over many years, very few lawyers do that, and you can get in a lot of trouble, and these people are getting in trouble. Here is the judge's sanction against Fox News for misrepresenting to the court and to Dominion what the evidence was and withholding it. Number one, Fox News has to pay for any last-minute depositions, legal fees on both sides that Dominion wants to take, and they are going to take some because they've been lied to. Number two, he's appointed a special master to investigate whether Fox News acted untruthfully or negligently in withholding discovery. And the discovery included audio tapes, one of them of Giuliani a few days after the November 2020 election, as expressing doubt over whether the claims on Fox about Dominion software were true. And yet Giuliani went on there, and so did all the hosts, Tucker Carlson and the rest, saying that the Dominion software was rigged and had some sort of hole, electronic hole in the back where you could change votes. But then there's a video, there's an audio of Giuliani saying, "What? I doubt it." That was withheld. The woman who disclosed this to the court, Abby Grossberg, was a producer at Fox, and she got sickened by this. They've gotten rid of her, and she blew the whistle. She said, "Wait a minute! All of these people." Tucker Carlson privately said, "I hate Donald Trump. I despise Donald Trump." All of them laughed. What's this business about somebody in Italy through satellites changing votes? What's this business about some electronic portal in the back of the Dominion software that lets you change votes? Rupert Murdoch, here's another one, in a deposition said he was not an officer of Fox News. He is an officer of Fox News. He lied. Now he has to testify again, and he's going to be coming at the beginning of the trial. You know, here, I've tried a number of libel cases, defamation cases over the years. And here's the deal. A competent news organization, if Trump says something false, yeah, you report it. Trump says that the Dominion machine is no good. You see, that's what he says. We ask Dominion, and they say, no, it is good. You let the public decide. But when you have your on-air talent, backing it up, and saying that Dominion has bad equipment. Dominion lost over $1 billion in business. They were a worldwide company. Suddenly people in Europe didn't want to use them for elections because they'd been lied about, but what can we do about it? It's come close to destroying their company. And to have the hosts go on and say that. And then you had a very senior Fox executive with a memo saying, look, we're not giving our viewers what they want. After they correctly called, Fox correctly called the Arizona race for Biden, they lost viewers to One America Now, OAM. And so she said, we got to give them what they want. And they all started to lie about Dominion. And the judge has caught on to that. This is going to be a very interesting trial. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a change.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.